From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, it has been more than 3 weeks now since we have received a crop progress and condition report from the USDA. The federal government shutdown has created what some people would call a black hole of information when it comes to agricultural data. Based on anecdotal reports from the field, however, we believe that crop progress is ahead of schedule in our region. Here in the eastern United States, farmers in some areas are talking about a big crop of corn coming off the field this fall. Well, today we have a special report from field reporter John Clark.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today we're with Casey Kindler of National Milk Producers Federation. Welcome, Casey. Tell us what you do at National Milk.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. At National Milk, I'm the Senior Director of Board, State, and Member Relations. So everything I do kind of dabbles in that membership space, making sure we're communicating out to our members what National Milk does, and also providing that forum for those dairy producers to talk about, you know, what's happening boots on the ground and how National Milk can help them in the dairy policy space.
Now, you just finished up a week at World Dairy Expo, and I know you were on a panel out there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So World Dairy Expo, it's always a great event. And it felt like a full circle moment for me. I was out there, it was my last trip when I was with my last organization. So first trip with National Milk. So it was really great to meet familiar faces and meet new people as well. We did have some panel discussions out there while we were out in Madison, Wisconsin. I introduced a panel that was hosted by National Milk Producers Federation's Young Cooperators Program. And this panel was about progressive farmers, so innovation, strategy, the future of dairy farming. So we had four panelists on that panel, and really they discussed, you know, what does the future of dairy farming look like for them? And what we really found is that it can look different for each dairy farmer. But I think one of the main takeaway messages that I got from the panel was, as long as they are always striving for continuous improvement, that they are thinking about the future of what their dairy, their family, their community, you know, as long as they have that kind of mindset, they are being a progressive farmer and thinking about, you know, what could they do differently? What could they do better? How could they better serve their family, their dairies, their community?
See, that has to be really heartwarming for you as somebody who works in an office or remote, but when you're connecting with producers, that really has to be eye-opening and a great pleasure to you.
It is, and that's really why I enjoy membership so much, is when I'm able to get out and meet our members face-to-face and really hear about what are their challenges, what are their, you know, struggles, but also what are they excited about. It really puts things into perspective for me to come back to the office and have that be my fuel for working for them in the office space in Arlington, Virginia.
Before we talk about the annual meeting, talk a little bit about National Milk to the average dairy producer out there who may or may not be familiar with National Milk and really what they're doing to represent members.
Sure. So National Milk, really when it comes down to it, we are dairy producers' voice on Capitol Hill. So we are a policy organization. And we're pretty old too. We were founded in 1916, so we've been around a while. And really our goal and our what we do is to provide a forum for dairy producers and the cooperatives they own to participate in public policy discussions. So we advocate on policies that are important to our dairy farmer members at the cooperative level. So that could be anything from the farm bill, milk pricing and economics, trade policy, animal health, labor reform, nutrition, as well as labeling and standards. So everything that is, you know, hits a dairy farmer, we try to make sure that they're in our priorities. And so working on their behalf on Capitol Hill, making sure that we're having those conversations with legislators, with Congress, making sure that our, you know, our members' voices are being heard. And one of the other things, we hosted another panel at World Dairy Expo about dairy policy and, you know, dairy policy in the Trump era. We're about 250 days in, and one key message that came out of that panel, we had several members on that panel, as well as our president and CEO, Greg Dowd. And one of the take-home messages was, we have to have a united voice. We have to be unified and go to Capitol Hill, go to our congressmen, go to our legislators, and make sure that we're all speaking with the same voice. Because if they hear from dairy producers or cooperatives and they're hearing mixed messages, that's not going to help the dairy community. That's not going to help the dairy community at large.
It probably creates some confusion. And as the saying goes, we'll either hang together or hang separately.
Absolutely. So, you know, anytime we're able to be on the same page and have that carry that same voice to Capitol Hill, it can only be good things to come for dairy farmers.
Casey, you're relatively new at National Milk, been there about 5 or 6 months. What has hit you? What have you found really interesting about National Milk that you didn't know coming in the doors?
Sure. So in my previous role, I was at the Animal Agriculture Alliance, and that really gave me that 30,000 foot view of all the different species groups, protein groups. So I'm familiar with dairy, but being at National Milk, it's really given me a new appreciation for dairy producers and all of the issues that they handle, whether it's, you know, again, milk price or sustainability, animal health. We have emerging diseases coming down the pipeline. And so we had a panel on that as well. And it's just, they do so much and they produce such a great quality product, milk, yogurt, cheese, ice cream, that Americans love. And so I just, being at National Milk, being kind of more behind the scenes, I have a really great appreciation for dairy farmers.
Casey, tell us where we can find more information about National Milk and or the annual meeting.
So to find more information about National Milk, you can visit our website at nmpf.org. We also have a podcast, so you can search for that on any Spotify, you know, wherever you find your podcast. That's called Dairy Defined.
Casey, thank you very much for being with us today. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
And thank you, Mr. John Clark, for that fine report featuring Casey Kindler with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Cooperative Extension, which is conducting a survey of farmers located in Virginia within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This is an opportunity to tell your story of what you're doing to improve soil and water quality. The voluntary survey is found at ext.vt.edu or your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
And today we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Ashland, Ohio, Ashland County, Ohio. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WACC, The Barn, in Ashland County, Ohio. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us that ideas won't work unless you do. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.